There is a lot happening in the world of soccer. Mauricio Pochettino has been sacked as Tottenham manager. This is some 6 or 7 months after, or more, less, 6 months since taking them to a Champions League final. So we'll get to that very shortly. But I reckon Robbie Slater wants to talk about this Olyroos quartet that have been banned. Get his thoughts on that. Morning, Rob.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, really well. What do you think of the ban that's handed down?
Absolute disgrace. I want to know, and the whole of the football fraternity should want to know, who has made this disgraceful decision to ban three players effectively for the Olympic Games if they qualify, and Riley McGree will be able to play in the Olympic Games if they qualify, which will now be a much harder task without four of their best players. So I want to know who made this decision. Apparently an independent committee. Why the hell you would need an independent committee for a start, to investigate this, put this into perspective. This happened back in March in Cambodia. Mate, the guys have broken curfew. They're guilty of breaking curfew. Mate, every socceroo in the history of socceroos would have been banned if that was the case. I mean, it's an absolute... I feel so sorry for those kids, or young adults they are these days, that they're going to miss out on an Olympic Games if we qualify. And as I said, it'll be a lot harder now because these four players won't be available. But it is... I just can't believe it.
Why did it take so long, Rob?
Well, there you go. Why would it take so long? Investigations. It's quite simple. They broke curfew. Apparently someone was brought back to the hotel. Completely consensual. I mean, so that means you get banned for months and months and months. I mean, spare me. Give me a break. I mean, the guys have made a mistake, yes. They've done the wrong thing. But, gee, the punishment fitting the crime, I don't think so. And I don't think many other people who are reasonable would think the same thing. I mean, who are the people? I want to know who did this. Because why would you need an independent committee? I mean, obviously someone who's never been probably involved in football. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
So... the issue, obviously, how does it work, Robbie? With so the Olyroos are their own, I guess, wing or section, and then would all this stuff go right back to the top of Football Australia, or would it be dealt from the top of the Olyroos in their box on the org chart? Like, how would it work?
Look, I'm in the dark as to how this has worked, but of course the buck ends with the top end of town, so. Chris Nicu, as the chairman of Football Australia, has ratified this, the board. So, they're all, for me, as guilty as anyone else for allowing this to happen. I mean, what self-righteous people could sit there and bring down a judgment on like this? I mean, I went to an Olympic Games, right? It is something that you remember for the rest of your life. Mm. It is an extraordinary, extraordinary experience. Ask anyone who goes to the Olympic Games. Now they're taking this away from three young people, and the other one will be able to go if they qualify. How dare you be so self-righteous and come down with a decision as harsh as this? I just can't. I mean, I'm flabbergasted.
So just on, they'll have the right to appeal, though, Robbie. And from what I understand, they're taking that up.
Yeah, well, people like myself, former soccerers, should go with them. And into whatever independent stupid committee they've had. That probably cost a lot of money to the FFA don't have, to have a look at what's going on and have some common sense. This happened in March. It's nearly bloody Christmas. I mean, for God's sake. Anyway, as you can see, I'm pretty fired up about it.
And it's good to see.
Guys, you can understand what I'm saying. It's fairly important. And I think you guys have been in the world of sport, the world of, going away and staying in hotels and this. Yeah, they've done something wrong, okay? There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, is this what they get? Really? Anyway.
Now, what about the other big news this morning with Tottenham? I mean, look, I remember I spoke to you on our soccer show we do on Sky Sports 2, and he sort of was coming out every month. And he was, complaining at press conferences about just the job and the club. And then he, it was on ice, thin ice, wasn't it?
It really was. And I thought even to the end of last season when they made the Champions League final, when it was like, will I stay or will I go now? Like, He said, look, if I win it, I might stay or I might go. Or it might have been the other way around. But if I don't win it, sort of let it hang me. And then there was the whole Christian Eriksen who wanted to go to Real Madrid, of course, and never went. And Pochettino just very, very strange in his press conferences. He came out at the start of this season, where I think it really was the beginning of the end, if it wasn't already, when he said that, he wasn't given the money that he wanted to buy players. He said, I'm just the coach of this team. I'm not the manager because I'm not allowed to buy players. So that was a direct slap in the face of the chairman. And from there, it was always going to be a question of when, not if, really. I mean, of course, the result helped the people who make the decision, and the results are not good enough for Tottenham, given where they want to be and what they achieved last season.
Does that open the door for Jose Mourinho?
I think he gets mentioned with just about every
yeah.
I don't know if they go like Jose's got, you know, like, he's got a lot in the closet now. You know what I mean? He went back to Chelsea, didn't really work. Manchester United didn't happen. So do Tottenham gamble and say, give Jose another chance? I mean, obviously, he's proven. He's the manager of quality. There's no doubt about it. But I just wonder how much that United experience sort of tarnished him.
Yeah. Be interesting to see. Good on you, Rob. All fired up today. We like that. We'll speak again on Friday.
Good on you guys.